Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Yap O'Clock podcast.
Happy Christmas.
Happy or holidays, Christmas.
Whatever it is that you celebrate.
Yeah, Hanukkah, exactly.
But Kwanzaa?
We are releasing this on Christmas Day, so that's, you know. But
what'd you guys get?
Yeah, show us your gifts.
Did you like your gifts?
Aw, I love that one.
Oh. Now that is good color on you.
We love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gift card. Very sensible.
Mm-hmm. Love your bracelet. Oh, my gosh. What's that one with the little, like, a four-leaf clover? Is that Tory Burch?
Don't ask me.
I don't know. I see it all the time. And it's like, or the one that has, it's like a thick bracelet and it looks like someone screwed in stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Oops.
It's fine. I don't care.
Well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy merry, bright,
happy,
jolly.
Happy, merry, holly, jolly, season's greetings, something. You know the Olaf song?
No.
Oh, never mind then.
Well, let's do a little.
Yay, our last one. Isabella already won the majority, but like, I'm.
The crown is poking out.
Oh, goodbye crown.
Okay, there we go.
I feel like you're going to win this one. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh my
God. Won it again.
Oh my God, I got a pen.
That's sick, dude. You love to write. Oh, that smells.
What? Like what?
Because the cracker popped.
So what is that, gunpowder?
Yep. It's America.
Wow.
Rah!
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
That hurt my ears as well.
I don't know why I threw that at you. That was rude.
I'm just trash, yeah. I guess. But I get the twine that I can fidget with all episodes. So oh, thank you.
Goody.
Goody.
Oh, goody. Oh, goody. Okay, this kind of really matches my look.
Did you, what was the first? No, it was an orange one in the first
and
one,
then a blue
and then
one.
A blue, and now you have green.
I think my big head just ripped it. Oh, my big head's ripping it.
It's okay.
Anyway.
It's fine.
Tell a joke.
Uh-huh.
I've started telling everyone about the benefits of eating dried grapes. It's all about race and awareness. That was a good one.
That one was really good.
Vatican City is the smallest country in the world. It's 120 times smaller than the island of Manhattan. Naked in Manhattan.
Okay.
I don't know why I said Manhattan like that.
Manhattan.
Oh my God, this keeps ripping.
Girl, you were just too big-brained.
Too powerful.
You're Megamind in the best way possible.
I feel it sliding off my head.
Oh.
But now here's the thing. We have one more. Would you like a redemption arc?
Yeah. And you're totally going to win this one, too.
No, I'm not.
Ready? What do you mean, no, you're not?
I'm not.
1, 2, 3.
Oh!
Wait, I almost whacked myself in the face. Could you imagine?
One,
that would have been a great Christmas gift.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. What is this? A bottle opener?
Okay.
That's crazy.
Here you go. You can have that one. That one, and you can read the joke.
I get the pity crown.
Yay. You get the golden crown because it's yes. You're the queen.
And more twine. Okay. tell a joke. I didn't even read the joke yet, but I'm already laughing.
I like the raising awareness one.
That one was good. You started laughing before you could even get it out. Okay. Oh, okay. Somebody complimented me on my driving today. They left a little note on the windscreen that said, parking fine.
Oh, what's your fun
okay.
fact?
Did you know? Yes, I did know this one. This is like one of my favorite facts to tell people. Did you know that Japan has over 200 flavors of Kit Kats?
Yes.
I love bringing that up to people whenever I see like a weird flavor of Kit Kat in America. I go, you know, Japan has so many flavors of Kit Kats. And like, I love to educate them about it.
And they sell them at Epcot for an overpriced when you can go to World Market and get it for cheap.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap. Life hack.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to put on this crown.
I'm excited for you.
My pity crown.
What's Melanie Martinez's pretty party?
Oh, yeah. It's my party and I'll cry if I don't want to. I love Melanie Martinez. We went to go see her.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was like our first friendship field trip.
I know, because I was like, I bought 2 tickets to this concert and I haven't found anybody to go with, but you're my friend. Do you want to go with me so I don't have to drive to Tampa alone? And you went, yes. And then do you want to tell the story?
So I'm in the passenger seat, and I there's a truck that's like neck and neck with us, and mm-hmm. I go, well, no, that's weird. I look up, and the truck driver, the Amazon truck driver, is looking down at me and waving and smiling, and I went, Sam, you need to hit the gas right now.
And I went, okay, and we sped off. Yeah. We got so scared of that Amazon truck.
And then he followed us.
He followed us. We thought we were in the clear, and then I look in my rearview mirror, and I go, oh my God, it's the Amazon truck. And I start going. He eventually catches up to us.
A second time.
Yeah. And then we run away again.
And he didn't find us that time, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was scary. Mm-hmm. We were literally, like, screaming in the car. It was really funny.
Yeah.
And, of course, I told Isabella for the concert, like, you should dress hot.
Yeah.
And
we should dress hot.
Yeah, we were dressed hot. And we were like, no!
Yeah.
So.
And then we got to the concert, and there were some teenagers that stole our seats. And you had to go, that's our seat.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad you did, because I was just. There.
I know. You were just, like, so ready for no confrontation whatsoever.
I always am.
And then I was just like, those are our seats. And they were like, okay, sorry. I forget what they said, but, like...
Yeah. I think they got nosebleeds and they were trying to sneak their way to the front or closer.
Yeah, good. Wait till the concert actually starts mm-hmm. and then see who didn't show up to the concert.
Period.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, should we read our co-stars?
Yes. I had mine loaded.
Okay, read yours.
Okay. Changing your habits is not impossible once you make up your mind to do so.
Mm.
Do, cotton, broad strokes, decompress. Don't, double book, hypercriticism, power games.
Hmm.
Did you get the co-star, like, prediction thing on your
phone? I did, yeah.
Give me a heart attack.
Yeah, it was like, New Year detected.
Yeah, it pretended to be like a virus pop-up. And I was just, and I had just woken up.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
what is this?
It scared me, and I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, my gosh. Remember the other week when, like, Google was weird with you?
Yeah.
I just remembered that.
Nothing ever came of that, by the way.
No. Thank goodness.
No one's stolen money from my bank account.
Exactly.
So.
Good. All right. Oh.
What?
My co-star.
Also, says, ignore the sounds in the background.
Yeah, if you can hear those, just ignore those. It's mm-hmm. fine. My co-star says, you need human touch. Girly.
It's a good song, A Human's Touch, if anyone knows that song.
By who? Okay. Mine says, do, security blanket, aphrodisiacs. Fly swatter. Don't, playing games, wandering eyes, and fault lines. That kind of sounds like a name to a song.
Mm-hmm.
Playing games, wandering eyes, fault lines. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Buy that single on iTunes right now.
Period.
Yeah, make me a millionaire.
It was by TWRP.
Twerp?
Twerp.
Okay.
And when I got on Spotify, my recording app stopped. So I'll have to sync that up later.
Oh. Okay. Twerp.
Those bitches.
Okay. You want to read your paragraphs?
Do I?
You do.
You are able to handle the truth today. It might taste bitter, but it will settle your stomach. You don't have to be afraid of being wrong. Why not?
Hmm.
Your desire to change this month depends on your ability to seek independence. This is no small feat for a person who shuts down emotionally when things get hard. Act on what comes naturally, being assertive, bold, and fearless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm any of those things.
You 100% are.
The general theme of your life during this period is to expand your horizons and broaden the range of your experience. It's hard to reflect when you are stressed out. Weights lift off your shoulders, and you are able to think clearly. Period. Period. Poo. Yes, girl.
Yes, girl. I think that was beautiful, honestly. I think it was a little bit real, and I think that you need to accept the fact that you are bold and brave.
I think you are. Beautiful
and kind and whatever it said to.
I think you're bold and brave and
beautiful.
Okay,
but we can both be those things.
No.
Yeah.
That's your job.
No.
people sit in my seats at concert and I go, I guess I'll just go home.
I guess the concert's over. Yeah. Dang.
Or I go get security and I go, there's sitting in my seat.
I don't think you would tell on somebody like that.
No, I wouldn't.
You would not.
I'd wait for them to go to the bathroom and I'd steal the seat.
Exactly. But then if they came back and they were like, get up, you'd be like, okay.
No, I'd be like, this is my seat.
I've been literally sitting here the entire time. I don't know what you're talking about. I think you're in the wrong section. Mm-hmm. Check your ticket.
Yeah, what's your ticket say?
Hi, there's a venue worker right over here. Have them look at your ticket.
And they go, never mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, so my paragraphs say, today you have to focus on how to blaze a new trail when you're tired. You're not a bad person for needing comfort. Study your own impulses so that you're not afraid of them. This is a time to find freedom by deviating from your usual routine. You learn more from failure than from success. Mm. I really like that paragraph. Your work this month is to understand the difference between possessing people and loving them. When you get controlling, you undermine yourself. Use this time to reflect on what you really want. Don't settle. Your main challenge right now is to control the tension between mystical views and concrete spiritual manifestations. The only thing that's certain is the impermanence of existence. Impermanence of existence. Interesting.
You know, I was just talking about dying with a friend the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a crazy topic. Like, just in general to think about. Like, yeah. We are all dying one day.
We're dying right now, slowly. And our skin cells are dying.
And we just never know
what happens. When
and what happens and where you go and if you go somewhere, if you just cease to exist.
Maybe when you die, you go on the Polar Express.
Oh, my God.
I watched that movie for the first time the other day.
Oh, wait, you did?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It was cute. I think that's one of the better Christmas movies I've watched.
Yeah.
Why do you not like it?
We had this discussion.
When?
Last episode.
Do you not like it?
No. Oh. I hate it.
I thought it was... It didn't explain anything. No. Do you think they're dead children?
Well, they came back. And then he could hear the bell.
Well, maybe he was in heaven. I don't know.
But what about...
I don't know how that theory works. Like, the kids are dead and they're going to see Santa or whatever. I just... You know what? Why does it have to be sad? Why do the kids have to be dead? Maybe Santa's real in that universe.
Is Santa, like, the Grim Reaper?
Maybe.
Could you imagine if there was a mod on
That's what
Sims?
Santa does on when it's not Christmas.
Oh, that's his full-time other hustle. Job?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Christmas is his side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to pay the bills, he's death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But could you imagine if there was, like, a mod on The Sims where instead of the Grim Reaper, you could make him Santa Claus? That's funny.
Yeah. Well, there's people... Do you see the new Sims release where now you can, like, romance death and have a kid and they have a special birthmark?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's fun.
And there are people where they make death a deadbeat dad. And there's something really funny about that.
I think that's hilarious.
He can be anywhere at any time, and they make him a deadbeat dad. Crazy. Hilarious.
Crazy.
Hilarious.
I feel like if I were to take up playing The Sims again, I would need a desktop computer. Like, yeah. I cannot play it on a laptop.
I can't do it on my Mac anymore.
No.
Every time I play a game on my Mac, it sounds like a plane taking off.
Yeah, it gets really hot. It overheats. And, like, my memories as a child was playing Sims on the desktop computer. Like, I never played it. I tried to download The Sims on my old Mac, and it was just terrible. And I was like, I don't like this. I also don't like that I don't have the mouse. I just had a touchpad. Like, it didn't sit right in my soul.
No.
Can't do it. Cannot game on a laptop.
No. It's just not the same.
Yeah. I need a setup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of the times I would be like talking to a guy and he was a computer guy. I'll build a computer for you. And I'd be like, I'll keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. If I need some, I'll cross-reference you.
Right.
I always thought that was a very useful skill, to talk to a guy that knew how to build a computer, because I don't know what I'm doing.
But he wasn't.
But neither
does
he, probably.
He wasn't a very useful guy if he never actually built you that computer. Like, oh, boy, you want to build me a computer so bad? Do it.
Do it.
Send it to me. I dare you.
Yeah, build me a computer.
if things fall apart, that's your problem.
Yeah.
Like, fall apart romantically. Mm-hmm. That's your problem. Yeah. Because it was probably his fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're perfect.
Exactly. Absolutely. So. I get sent TikToks where they're like, you're young. It's okay to cut loose. I'm like, I must be perfect. I have a very crazy mindset about that. Or it's like, I cannot fail.
Uh-huh.
Genuinely. Can't
perfectionism.
Do it.
Gotcha.
It's a beautiful blend of being OCD and having the mindset of like, I cannot mm-hmm. fuck up.
I cannot mess up or else everything will fail.
Yeah.
And I will be responsible for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a...
My crown. Keep your chin up, queen. Your crown is slipping. Your
crown is slipping. I feel like it's my too crown. Close to my eyebrows.
Mine's ripping.
Oh.
I have too many thoughts. Thought daughter.
Thought daughter. She strikes again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you feel about perfectionism?
I feel like I have definitely like a perfection complex. Mm-hmm. I don't like when I fail.
And who does?
Yeah, but I don't know.
But I'm always like, it's different when it's me. You can fail. Whatever, fail. But it's like, if you go, you can fail. No.
Do all humans feel like that?
Yeah.
Do we all just have this like insane sense of like, being scared to fail mm-hmm. and we all just don't talk about it and we all go through life dancing through life all like
dancing through life
all just like so scared of failure and just trying to play it cool 100% of the time, and we don't actually acknowledge this like real human mm-hmm. feeling that we all share amongst ourselves of like being scared of failure.
Or is it we are willing to be acceptable, like we can accept other people's failures except mm-hmm. our own. We're so kind yeah. and courteous to others mm-hmm. except for ourselves, where it's like, you can fail. I don't care if you fail. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for you if you fail and learn something from it. But when I fail,
it's
the end of the world.
Yeah.
Or do people do that because they know, like, if I were to fail, I would freak out. So I'm going to be
mm-hmm.
the person to be leaned on.
Yeah. I don't know. But I definitely do that. Like, if anybody wants to take a leap of faith and do something, I'm just like, do it. I will be there to support you. If you fail, you fail. You get up. You try again. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, number one supporter for people like that. And then if I do it, it's way easier said than done, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that with a lot of things in life. It's way more easier said than done. Like, I am so there to support people and get them to do things. And I always tell people, anytime I talk to them and they're like expressing some sort of anxiety with like their situation or whatever, I'm just like, I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they need to hear that. Sometimes people need to hear that you're proud of them.
Yeah. Just like I think person. We don't say it enough.
Exactly. And that's what I try to do in my day to day. I'm just mm-hmm. like, I'm proud of you. You're doing great. You're doing amazing. Yeah. I always greet people with a smile. And
right. Because you're iconic.
Thank you. And I try to be a really positive influence on people because, like, why do I need to put more negativity in the world?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like negativity.
Firm believer in be the change you want to see in the world.
Exactly.
I think that's a really lit concept.
I believe in leading with kindness. I think, okay, I believe in the word kindness. Like, I really love that word. That's, like, the most impactful word, I think. That's mm-hmm. the most special word, I think, that anybody can describe me. Why are you laughing?
I just feel like I'm interviewing you right now.
You have your, like, mug, and you're just like, mm-hmm, yes, tell me more.
My favorite word is kindness.
Kindness. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why did I apply for this job? Not because I need money.
No. Definitely not.
No, but I'm sorry. You like kindness.
Yes, I really like kindness. Like, if somebody just genuinely describes me as kind, I think that is the best thing. I don't know. Kind really just, like, it's a very nice word. And it kind of, like, encompasses everything that I want to be and everything that I strive to be and everything that I try to put out into the universe. Just be kind.
Be kind. Be courteous. Or what's the have courage and be kind from Cinderella live
action?
Yeah. The only good live action movie, may I add.
Oh. Okay.
What's your favorite live action movie?
Beauty and the Beast. I went to go see that in theaters three times.
I don't like that
movie. You know what convinced me was Evermore by The Beast, Dan Phillips. Now I know she'll never leave me.
Banger song. That song, the rest of the movie isn't good.
So good. The way that man enunciates and the way he has the emotion.
He snarls
in
when
his...
he sings, which works with the character.
I love that. The way I'll never shake away the pain, you know, yeah. Like just the way he, it gets to me. And I watched that movie 3 times in the theaters, and I never went to the theaters. I watched the Cinderella live action, and I did not like it.
Oh my God.
So.
Well, that's fine. I don't like your movie. You don't like my movie.
Exactly. So it's a fair trade off.
That's fine. I will be declaring war. Oh my God. Should we have pretend beef?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We always joke about that.
Yeah, I just think it'd be funny to have pretend beef one day and pull up and be like, mm-hmm. Oh, Sam?
Ugh.
She's all right, I guess.
Jeez, like, literally hate
I'll
her.
Post, like, a inspirational quote. You never really know somebody until you, like, whatever.
And then I'll go and post something like that. They'll be like, oh my God, are they fighting?
What about my show?
The unthinkable.
Yeah.
It happened.
I like the Cinderella one. You know what movie? The only movie I saw 3 times in theaters. Hmm. Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
Oh.
Very good movie. Very underrated.
Never seen it.
It's a delightful, delicious movie. Delightful, okay. Delicious, scrumptious, cinema. It's on my letterbox. Is my favorite movie of all time.
Oh my God.
Because it's hilarious and it's amazing. And Sam Riley is a great actor. Lily James is an even greater actress.
Okay, so you really like Lily James.
I love Lily James.
Is what we're getting done.
Yes.
Have you seen Pam and Tommy?
No.
Oh.
That but has Lily James, I know you're watching. Hey, girl. Love you.
That's our message to Lily James.
You're doing great. And while I don't know anything about you, I loved you in Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. So if we want to make a second movie, because they left it open-ended, because they're like, this movie's going to do so great. We'll make a part 2. They never fucking did.
Uh-oh. You better make the second movie.
I just feel like it's like... I don't want to talk about it. It's just really upsetting. That was my favorite movie. And then I watched it bomb live in the box office. And then they canceled making the second one.
No. Hey, guys. Isabella's Christmas wish this year is to get them to make the second movie for Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
Where are you, Christmas? I need my movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it, guys. Yep. Let's all rally together. Everybody who listens to Yap O'Clock.
Please.
Let's do it.
Please. I don't even know who produced that movie. I have the soundtrack on my Apple Music.
Really? So you bought it?
My dad bought the movie on his Apple account. I have the movie on my Apple account. I have the soundtrack. I don't play about this movie. I love this movie. Oh my God. And like the music is so good.
So we need to watch this together.
And it's
so
a
I
fun
can
twist.
Share...
I need to read the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Darcy is amazing in it. Sam Riley, he's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there singing in it?
No.
Oh,
like he just
has a great speaking voice.
It's okay. Rustic and like, you know.
I guess.
And then
yeah.
Lily James is just beautiful and funny, and I wish I could be her. Not actually, but like I wish I could look like her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you wish you could be her.
Kind of, yeah. But I don't really know if I want her life. I don't know her story.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what she's
You know
survived.
My name, not my story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I love that movie.
Aw.
It's genuinely a comfort movie.
Do you have the book or no?
No.
You must get it.
So if I know you're watching this author of Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. If you would like to send me a signed copy, really appreciate it.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was written by a guy, I believe.
Okay.
He's so real.
Shout out guy.
Shout out. Shout out. First off, shout out Jane Austen for mm-hmm. writing Pride. Now, that's another comfort movie. Pride, Prejudice, 2005. I don't like the one with Will Collins?
Will Collins?
Colin Firth.
Oh.
I don't like the one with Colin Firth. I don't like the one that came before that one. I like the 2005 version because
mm-hmm.
it's very whimsical and fun. And now, if I could, you know who I want to be?
Hmm.
Keira Knightley. I want to be her. Oh.
The only reason...
I love her. Sorry, keep going.
No, go ahead. Were you done speaking?
I finished. I give the mic to Sam.
Thank you. The only... I knew who Keira Knightley was, but just her name, because of Wizards of Waverly Place. Do you remember? Did you watch that as a kid?
Keira Knightley's in Wizards of Waverly Place? Oh.
So there is a song that Alex and Harper sing, and it's the Funky Hat song. And they go, "What's that? A hat? Crazy, funky, junky hat, overslept, hair and sightly, trying to look like Keira Knightley. We've been there. We done that. We see right through your funky hat."
No.
And because it said trying to look like Keira Knightley, and I didn't know who Keira Knightley was, so I didn't know what they were saying because I didn't know it was like a person.
She has that and stupid hat on in that one movie.
Maybe.
You want to know why she was wearing that hat? I forget the movie. It's about like pies or something. I've never seen it.
Huh.
Because she had a really big zit that day. And they're like, fuck it, throw a hat on. And that became such an iconic look.
Oh my God. Well, it made it into Wizards of Waverly Place, that reference, I guess. But I didn't know who Keira Knightley was until like many years later. And I saw her name and I was like, trying to look like Keira Knightley.
You're like, it's all
linked.
And I was
like, oh my God. And then I watched Pirates of the Caribbean and I was like,
which she was only like 19 in that movie.
That's crazy.
Right?
Insane. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Swann. Crazy.
Who I wanted to be her too. Just Elizabeth Swann.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
There's a theme of strong, powerful women in me. Mm-hmm. I want to be her.
I want to be her. You are her.
I want
her.
To go to there.
I think you're manifesting it. Just like you manifested being River the Fox. Ugh. I think you're manifesting
being... My sister still needs to finish that.
Girl, finish it.
She says it's going to... She's gonna. Hey, words? She said she's going to... You're still staring dead at the cameras. I'm fighting for my life. She said she would finish it this weekend. It's currently Friday.
No, today's Saturday.
Today's Saturday.
So get she on has that. One day. Did she see the Sonic 3 movie?
No. Oh my God, we saw Sonic 3.
We did see Sonic 3.
It was amazing.
So good.
There was an end credit scene, and I actually physically grabbed her, and I shook her back and forth. Yeah. And you just let it happen. You went...
I know. Yeah. Because I was excited, too. I was like, oh my God.
It's great.
It was so good. I loved it.
Yeah.
My man Shadow.
Shout out to Silver, who wasn't mentioned. I want Silver the Hedgehog to be in the next one.
Silver will be in a Sonic movie at some point, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, this is my Marvel. This mm-hmm. is my Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
Also.
Mm-hmm. What?
Can we talk about how old we're going to be when the next one comes out?
Ew.
That's because it's what, 2027?
2027.
I will be 26. I will be your age.
Yeah. And I'll be 29.
Oh my God. Where will we be in...
3 years.
3 years.
That's insane.
I could be
anywhere
else. I don't know.
Like,
I could be rich.
We will be rich. We'll still be making this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We'll reference this episode 3 years later and be like, oh my God.
I'll take my private jet to go see you wherever you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then fly back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll high five Taylor
Swift on
the way.
Even if it's just like across the way.
Yeah, if you live 20 minutes down the road, I'll just hop in my little airplane.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'll have a pilot license.
It's not going to hurt the environment at all. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's literally fine.
It's like just a little airplane, dude. Like, it's chill.
I know, like, it's calm down.
You're making a really big deal out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I want to hop in my little plane. It doesn't matter if I recycle. I'm just going to hop in my plane.
Right.
And it's tear fine. A hole in the ozone layer.
It's a mode of transportation.
Like
stop being
why
so
are you
crazy.
Yelling at me?
Yeah. It's not a big deal.
You're overreacting.
Overreacting for sure.
Can you please lower your voice? You're embarrassing me. Gaslighting for 1 minute straight. If that's how you interpret the situation, I remember somebody hit me with that once. I went, "You bitch!"
Ew.
My ex-boyfriend.
Ew.
Well, I'm sorry. That's how you felt about the situation, and I was like, "If I hit you in the mouth, I'm wrong."
Uh huh.
But your mouth says things that make me angry.
I'll hit him.
Real. Let's fly to California.
Okay.
Bam. 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 If bam. He even is there anymore, I don't even know where he's at.
Who knows? He's miserable. That's where he is.
Let's shoot off into space. Give him 30 minutes of oxygen.
Worst riddance.
Worst riddance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everyone hated that.
I know.
That's not what that means. I know.
We know. But it's funny.
It's funny to say worst riddance.
If we're getting rid of them, we want it to be in the worst way possible. Worst like, for riddance. Them.
Yeah, I want them to be like, but I miss her. Damn, that's
worst
crazy.
Riddance. Worst like, riddance. Like, goodbye.
Bye. Aw.
Peace out.
Oh, you miss
her. That's what we mean by worst riddance.
Yeah.
Okay?
I want you to have the worst riddance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst riddance of me.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Even the AC agrees.
The AC.
Which, yeah. It's so cold in here.
Locally. I'm freezing every single day in our apartment.
I actually was hot yesterday, but...
right now I'm chilling, but I'm also wearing 2 shirts.
Yeah, I'm wearing jeans, so I'm fine. But I was laying in my bed before we started, and my feet were cold.
Mm-hmm.
I was cold.
I'm chilly.
There's a difference all between the time. Waking up slightly cool, great. Waking up freezing, not fun.
Not fun.
No. There's a balance.
Yeah.
Also.
Yes.
So sorry, you're going to speak.
Go ahead. Okay. still on this subject. I've been so cold, I've been sleeping in socks.
That's when you know like it's a different form of like torture.
That's when you know it's cold.
My toes got to be free.
Fuzzy socks at that.
That's crazy.
Not just regular socks. So yeah, anyway.
I was going to say, you mentioned to me that you wanted to talk about traditions.
Yeah.
On this podcast.
Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Now,
I didn't have traditions, so exactly. What were your traditions?
So we would, when I was very young, we would go to the Christmas tree farm and we would find a tree. It would be like a whole big family outing, aunts, uncles, cousins. We all would find our Christmas trees.
Hmm.
And it's so nice always walking around like the farm and smelling the pine and all that kind of stuff.
It would be snowy?
Sometimes it would snow, yeah. Mm-hmm. But ideally, we wouldn't go when it's snowing because, you know, all the dads, they came with their saws and they would get down and then the moms would hold on to the tree while the dads... Oops, hold on, I'm dying for a second. It's fine. I'm not actually dying. I'm just a diabetic. And
diabetic awareness. Raise an awareness.
My pump was beeping for a second. So sorry if that triggered any other diabetics watching.
Do you think there's non-diabetics that got triggered?
Maybe. Who knows? Sorry if I triggered you too.
Sorry.
But yeah, so the moms would be holding the tree and then the dads would be down underneath, like sawing it off the ground.
Did they ever have those things you put on the tree and it shakes the pine needles out?
Yeah. So they would do that and then they would put it through this thing that would net up the tree so that you could strap it to the roof of your car. And we could drive home with it. And then, like, bringing it home and putting it in the little holder and putting water in the holder and making sure it's, like, still, you know, not dying. And then decorating the tree that night, we would get all the Christmas decorations down. And my favorite thing, I really like the sentimental Christmas decorations. So, like, there would be decorations from, like, when my sister was born. Like, baby's first Christmas, 1992.
Love.
And I think it's so funny. I would always compare myself with my sister because I read every single, like, decoration and ornament that came out of the box. And my sister, like, baby's first Christmas, she has about, like, 4 or 5 baby's first Christmas ornaments. And I only had one for 1998. And so every year I remember being to my mom like, yeah, why didn't I have any more ornaments, mom? Like, who? And she's like, oh, well, somebody got me that one and somebody got me that one. And I'm like, I'm also your child. Why didn't I get any ornaments?
Real.
And obviously I knew it's because I was the second kid. And like, you know, you're not going to
not as get big as of a much. Wow factor.
Exactly. It's just like, oh, another kid. Cool. But yeah, so I had that, and then one of my favorite ornaments is a Princess and the Pauper one.
Love.
I have Annalise like and Erica. Just like me.
This Christmas, next Halloween, we should be them.
Yes, please. I want to do that.
Okay.
That would be so fun.
But I'm sorry, keep going.
Okay. Yeah, so I have one of those, and that's really fun because I loved that movie. We would just put decorations on the tree. And when I was younger, we would all do it as a family. And we would put on a Christmas movie and light the fireplace and have hot cocoa and play Christmas music. But then as I got older, everybody kind of stopped liking the tradition. So I made it a tradition myself. and I had a tree decorating night, and, you know, then we started getting the fake tree. So I put up the fake tree because I didn't have to wait for anybody else, and nobody wanted to do anything. And that's, like, fine. I get it. Life is busy, whatever. But that's still one of my favorite traditions, is, like, putting on a good Christmas movie and drinking hot cocoa and decorating the tree.
I love that.
Yeah. And then you didn't grow up with Christmas.
No. And I would wake up on Christmas Day and go, just another snowy day. And I would just sit in my house and it would be cold and just no lights and just a house. Which, yeah.
But now that you celebrate Christmas, are you finding traditions? Do you have some favorite things that you do?
I like wrapping. For example, I didn't wrap these. Santa did. But if I had done them, like, look at that. Like, I feel like I cooked so hard.
Yeah, you would have cooked so hard if you wrapped these.
Yeah, but Santa's elves wrapped those. Like, yeah. Like, you saw me wrap my gift for, like, a little Santa gift. Beautiful. I did amazing. I love wrapping gifts. It's You're a really skill good at I didn't it. Realize I had. And what, I mean, I like eggnog. What other traditions are there?
I don't know.
I drink hot cocoa.
Yeah. I think that's a beautiful tradition.
I did Christmas stuff this year. I went to St. Augustine, saw the Night of Lights. I went to Winter Garden, Florida, and saw their lights. And Celebration, Florida, and saw their lights. I'm bouncing all over. I wanted to go to Tampa, and I did. But I don't remember seeing any lights that were, like, really wowed me there. Which is okay. Actually, I lied. I did the lantern thing there.
The lantern?
They had these Chinese lanterns in the Tampa Aquarium.
Really?
And that was really good. That was phenomenal. That was a date. I went on a date. Father and I going on a date. It was wonderful. But I don't really know if I have many traditions yet. Like, it's weird growing up, and, you know, I have memories of sitting out in the hallway while everybody else in the classroom does holiday stuff and not participating. It's weird making your own traditions. Because I always ask people, because they're like, I'm doing Christmas this year. I'm like, what do you do? I feel like Olaf in that short.
Yeah.
He's like, what's your tradition?
That's what I was singing earlier.
I don't know that, though. I've only seen clips of it.
Oh, what?
But that's how I feel. Like, I kind of relate. So, for example, now this sounds kind of like, woe is me. But I watched the Polar Express. The kid, Billy, the poor kid, who doesn't believe Santa Claus, who doesn't believe in Santa Claus because he never came. Me too, Billy.
Yeah.
Santa never came. There's a 100 Gex song about, it's called Sympathy for the Grinch. And it was like, I was good every day, but he didn't give a fuck. So real.
Aww.
I was good every single day, sort of. I was good for most of my life. Santa didn't give a fucking shit. He never showed up. But my parents were like, just because we don't believe doesn't mean you can't say that to other kids. They were super chill like that. Because there were some kids that were like, Santa's not real because my parents told me.
Oh.
But my parents were like, you can't ruin that for other people just because you don't believe it.
Yeah.
And I went, okay.
All right, let people believe what they want to believe.
Right. I don't know, but sometimes it's sad. I never experienced that wonder. And now as an adult, I don't really want my kids to believe in Santa.
Because
I don't know how to pull that off. I didn't believe in him.
Right.
And also, girl, I worked so you can have that Barbie dream house.
Right.
Mommy pulled overtime so you can have Malibu Barbie Stretch Limousine Rock and Roller Coaster Edition. Like, I did that.
You did that. You want the credit.
But I don't know. Like, when I wrote to Isabella from Santa, it was sad. I was like, I don't know him like that. We're not homies. We don't go way back.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a different, like, say, for example, with Halloween, I never went trick-or-treating. And now I'm too old, so I never had that wonder of the world. I don't really want to do Easter. That's the one holiday I'm not. I have to do Easter. No, I'm good.
No.
I'm chilling.
Easter's literally just, like, chocolate bunnies.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, I celebrated Passover.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Interesting.
Yeah. We did Passover. I'm not Jewish, by the way. But we called it Memorial.
Huh.
I don't know. But it's just weird. I don't know. I around this time of year, I always kind of think about my religious trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't know.
Your religious trauma is valid, though.
Yeah.
You went through that, and you had those experiences.
Mm-hmm. Did I ever tell you about the time I cried to the song, I Love You, I'm Sorry?
Yeah, you did.
Because I saw it in the religious aspect, mm-hmm. where I was like, I love, because I was raised to not really mingle with people that weren't, boom, I got it in.
Mm-hmm.
That weren't in my religious group, because when the world ends, they're not going to be saved.
Right.
And I cried in my car once when I was like, because I was thinking about, it's like, I love you and I'm sorry, I can't save you.
Uh-huh.
And I sobbed in the car before work. Aww. Pulled up. They're like, how are you?
I'm fine.
Fine. I don't know. It's just, and then Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
same religion that I was in. He did Christmas once and he went to the bathroom and cried. And I was like, you know what? Michael Jackson and I may have our differences, but I relate to him in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just interesting. And then I always feel guilt doing all of it.
Really?
I do feel guilt. But it's like...
But you're allowed to celebrate.
I wouldn't want to go back.
Yeah.
Because I didn't agree with the way I was raised in that, with that religion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with them. And YOLO.
Yeah. You get to do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
You're in charge of your life.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know if I have many traditions.
But I think those sound like the start to beautiful traditions.
Mm-hmm. My favorite tradition, I will say. What?
Yeah, going to see lights. Uh-huh.
Wearing those glasses. I have these glasses and they make the lights look like characters. My favorite are, I have candy cane ones. And I like when you go, mm-hmm. like this, when you tilt your head, they like dance.
Yeah.
But I like the decorating. I like wrapping. I'm so good at wrapping gifts that it's like, it's enjoyable for me. It's like, mm-hmm. my therapy. And then, I don't know. Candy canes are pretty lit.
Yeah.
I just like aspects. My favorite Christmas creature is a snowman.
Yeah. They're, you love lit. Snowmans.
I love snowmen. Snow homies.
Snowmans. Snow homies.
Snowmies.
Snowmies.
It's like gnomies from Gnomeo and Juliet.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite holiday creature?
I like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite, I love those like stop motion, films from back in the day, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and, his girlfriend Clarice. And I remember Build-A-Bear one year had a collab with Rudolph the Red-Nosed, mm-hmm. Reindeer, and I had those. And that was, when Build-A-Bearville was still active online, so yes. Like you got to build
they should
a bear.
Bring that back.
They really should.
I'd play that on my iPad.
Really?
I mean, my fireplace.
Oh yeah.
And my hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's not chicken broth I'm drinking right now.
No. No.
It's hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa.
Yum.
Yeah. So I had those build a bears. I think I still have them.
Real.
I got rid of a lot of my build a bears, or like I donated them, gave them away. Mm-hmm. But I think I want to say I kept those because they were like so special to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so cute.
Yeah.
I love them.
Real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my little favorite Christmas creature.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Shall we open the gift Santa got us?
I think so. I think it's now time.
I'm so excited for you to see what's in this that I don't know what's in it. I didn't.
No, you totally didn't wrap that.
This is, I will say though, this is a product of TikTok marketing at me.
Ooh.
A lot.
Ooh, okay.
So, but I'm.
And also, if you're watching, I will put a video, or the Yap O'Clock podcast will post a video. Or, like, just watch it on our YouTube channel. I think that's the easiest way. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
You open yours first, because maybe already know what this is.
You might know what it
maybe.
Is
maybe.
Can I slide it out? Or do
I
throw it
to the side? I did tape it to the... Yeah.
Yay! What is this? Ooh, what is this? What is this? What is
Not
this?
Sponsored.
Neato. Nice cube. Super solid squish. It's just a squishy cube?
Yeah, but it's like... It's like
fidget.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Hey, fun fact, by the way. Great stocking stuffer.
Squish me, squeeze me. I always go back to square. Is it like sticky?
Mm-mm.
Oh my god, I'm opening this right now. Mine's pink. Yours is pink too. Oh!
And give a little squish.
Oh my god. Ooh!
Yeah.
How long does it take to get back to square? Fidget. It didn't go back to... Oh!
Mm-hmm. Ooh! And my favorite thing about these is they don't smell like how squishy fidget toys smell.
Yeah.
It just smells like new from the box.
It's just like normal.
Yeah, and so I got the nice cube because I just thought that that would be a fun little thing to try and to have and to hold.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just need a good fidget toy.
Yeah.
I love this. I love this so much.
I'm glad you like it.
Oh my god, I'm going to be playing with this. And it's also really good for like building hand muscles.
Yeah.
Which I think like... That's really good, specifically mm-hmm. for us.
Yeah.
I think this is absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
Thanks, Santa.
Wherever you may be.
Ho, ho, ho.
Mm-hmm.
Aw. Thank you, Santa.
I thought this would be fun.
I think this is beautiful. I love this.
Yeah, that's my nice Yay. Cube floor. Is that they were marketed at me, and I went... Yeah.
Did you buy this, like, on TikTok shop or something?
No, I bought it on Walmart.
Oh, okay. You just saw a bunch of...
Yeah.
Now I'm probably going to get a bunch of TikToks about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah, crazy?
I was crazy once.
Well, should we call that?
I think... Yeah, I think that's all she yapped for this year. This is our last episode in 2024.
Well, thank you guys so much for starting this journey in the year of 2024.
I know. This has been so exciting. We can't wait for 2025 and to see what sort of adventures it brings for Yap O'Clock and for the setup and everything. Like, it's going to be so crazy to compare it like a year later.
Yeah.
And be like, oh my god, this is where we started. I mean,
we've already had such a, you know.
Yeah, we've already upgraded our set.
Upgraded, yeah.
In the past 3 months, so. Mm-hmm. It only goes up from here.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you.
Oh, this journey with you.
No.
Well.
All right.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. See you next year.
See you next year. Bye. Bye.